This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
4 days until the November 6, 2018 election. And we've got the United Nations officially through its subgroups suing Trump. And leftist federal judges standing by to claim we have no right to a border. And the violent, armed, Molotov cocktail-throwing hordes spun up and created at UN command bases in Central and South America have a right to smash through Mexican police, smash through the borders, and be trucked in to the United States to arrive literally a day and a half to 2 days before the first group set to hit McAllen, Texas. This is unbelievable. And John Stewart goes on CNN to make jokes and goes, Trump acts like this is Road Warrior beyond Thunderdome. There's nothing happening anywhere. No, the French interior minister said that France is basically already collapsed, and if they don't reverse things now, they'll be gone in 5 years, civilization. Thousands of cars burned tonight in Sweden and Germany and in Spain, and truck attacks, car murders, stabbings, acid attacks, every country, sometimes seven a day is the average in England. It is just total carjacking, rape, murder, total insanity. Mexico's collapsed in most areas, and they're there telling you that everything is fine. Like, you showed some video yesterday, crew, where they're driving in Germany down the road at night, and there's just dozens of burning cars as you're driving through them. I mean, this is the total insanity, lawlessness, with the millions of people coming in with the big snakes. And that's all United Nations run and coordinated. Federal government funds it. Big banks chip in. It goes to the UN. The UN gives it to the NGOs. Soros doesn't spend his own money. Soros doesn't do that. And by the way, what's the big ultimate sin? It's to say who is funding it. Oh, Lou Dobbs might get fired. He had Judicial Watch on. And they said that the U.S. should cut funding off the U.N. because it's the group running it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Veritas bombshell. They went into the Beto O'Rourke campaign at the level next to the very highest level where they discussed the head of the campaign coordinating, siphoning off the record now $80-something million that Beto has gotten from Hollywood and the globalists to bring the Honduran caravans in that they talk about already being in Texas. One thing Michael Moore said that was true is he said, oh, these caravans are always coming. Yeah, they're getting more militarized, more out of control every day. James O'Keefe is joining us with world-exclusive information at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be playing a lot of this footage, but guess what else we have at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com? This really needs to go out worldwide because this isn't even hidden. But no one's covering this. UN MasterCard supplying migrants with prepaid bank cards. That's right, if you're an American patriot or pro-America or pro-gun, MasterCard won't let you bank online with them. But if you are armed 80-plus percent military-age males that are throwing Molotov cocktails at police and putting people's eyes out, well then, and you've got kidnapped kids with you, well, then, they're absolutely all about it. This is from the United Nations itself. This is in a press release by the UNHCR. Meanwhile, Trump's on TV saying, well, I feel like Soros and the UN might be involved. That's because Trump knows the public isn't even ready for this. We are under world government corporate invasion. And if they break through with these groups, the next groups will be 10 times bigger exponentially. It's all here. We have them. Oh, and guess who else Project Veritas found out is running Democrat campaigns? The CIA. Groups put behind by Obama. We'll be back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Four days. It's November 2nd, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And this country is under coordinated, multinational, combine cartel attack. The globalist chi-coms, the unelected EU, the megabanks, the America-hating Hollywood propaganda corps, and giant third-world populations already fed on by the globalists, now weaponized and turned into political engines of destruction. And now, in hundreds of newspapers and on every comedy channel and on every late-night comedy show, so many announcements, so many statements, I can't even watch them all. I've seen 30-plus articles today from the New York Times, the Washington Post. I've seen clips of Michael Moore on nightly news and on late-night shows saying, white people are inherently bad and need to be removed from the face of the earth. Give up. Give up. Literally trying to invoke minorities, who are 90% of the world population, whites are a minority globally, weaponize and believe that literal Hitler-level race-based politics are good and whites are inherently bad. This is just staggering. And you notice the progenitors, the leaders of this, are almost exclusively white communists and socialists who work for big megabanks who are tax-exempt. All the big white billionaires all have tax-exempt schemes offshore and pay up to zero tax. Bono got in trouble only giving 0.8% of money he raised for Africans to them, so he went up to 1.1. 98.9% of the billions goes right in his pocket. And I point that out because you have to understand, these are monsters. If you look at where the most liberal people live, it is in the most white areas. They've done big national news stories. There's maps of it. These people are crazy. Hillary Clinton said blacks are animals that must be made to heal and are super predators. Should I play the clip? You know, I think I will. But first, let's play Oprah Winfrey, the only black person other than Vernon Jordan who is allowed in to the yearly eugenics meeting in New York City that David Rockefeller always chaired, with Ted Turner and all the rest of them, where they openly discuss race-specific bioweapons to wipe out Africans. This woman is a monster. You're like, wait a minute, she wants to get the whites. I'll play a clip of her saying that. Whites need to all die. And get rid of these white people, they need to die out. True white genocide statement. But then she really has a covert beyond the Nazi program. because they're going after Europe and middle classes and uppity groups that can undermine a hegemonic centralized control of vertical integration. And then they target the third world, keep them deindustrialized, dumbed down, and then weaponize them racially and politically to come in and conquer the West. Then when the West is on its knees, burning, the bioweapons will be released. Within a matter of months, the world population will be reduced by 80%, according to their operational guideline plans. I'm giving you the most classified information in the world right now, which you just were told. I can even give you places where they've slipped up and admitted it, and then I can give you the public admissions for their next level, below the actual command level, where they are given a false operational dogma that is still draconian, world population reduction, into the family, we have to reduce world population through sterilization. That's the next level of need to know, and then it goes down from there. And you can see them now beginning to propagandize the levels below that. Everything I told you about 20-plus years ago is now becoming mainstream, and they're mainlining it to you as they prepare to go operational. Trump is hated because he believes we can go to space and have a civilization and bring everybody up, but he's going to be tough with the third world populations and tough with other groups that have already been weaponized for everyone's survival. And he's going to be tough with the corrupt elites and the Chi-Coms and others. And he, along with a leadership group that's countervailing this, A, believes you can't carry out this extermination and not have a nuclear war that comes as a side issue. And it's just too dangerous to even carry out the operation. Trump does not want to kill all the black people and all the Hispanics and all the Asians. He believes in unlimited expansion. So you're being given what's really going on. Oprah Winfrey goes to meetings with the top world leaders and even leaks that they're establishing world government to carry out forced population reduction. That's in the London Guardian. That's in the Associated Press. That's the plan. There is only two black people that are allowed in these meetings with hundreds of billionaires. And then Michael Moore sits up there and says, whites are inherently bad. What's that going to do to whites? It's going to make them become super racist, and then they're all going to get persecuted, and then people will go along with this. But most whites are going to get wiped out as well. But you see, here's the larger operation. More and people know what they're doing. They want a ticket in the bunkers, luxury bunkers, swimming pools, shopping centers, everything that we built, taxpayers. They want their golden ticket into those things. You're never going to get into those more. Hillary, all of you, your plan's blown. You'll never pull it off. You'll never execute it. But you have to understand, Michael Moore is a monster. Oprah Winfrey is a monster. These are monstrous, evil people. Trump has to first give America its identity that it's okay to have a country. It's okay to be proud of yourself. And that we're all together unifying around liberty and freedom and justice, things that Martin Luther King totally agreed with. They have rejected that and overthrown it. But you have to destroy that idea by posing as if you're it. But if you actually look at it, it's 180 degrees the opposite. Michael Moore calls on angry white American guys to give it up because they're demographically doomed. So they're making it about demographics and about being Christian or being capitalist or being exceptionalist. They are fanatical about this because they know their time is up. Oh, when the Republicans finally took over and ended Jim Crow and all that 40 years ago? Yeah. You guys are sick filth. He used to claim he represented poor white guys losing all their jobs up in Michigan and poor blacks. He doesn't now. The establishment hates blacks even more than they hate poor white people. And what you're getting is the total truth, and everybody knows it deep down, and you know it at your intellectual level. So remember, are we good enough to understand these monsters? Yes. That's why they're censoring us. Because we red pill more people than anybody but Trump. Now let's go ahead and play a clip of Oprah Winfrey saying we need all these old white people to die. They're old, they're bad. That's Nazi talk. They're just all bad. We need them to die. Here it is.
As long as people can be judged by the color of their skin, the problem's not solved. There are still generations of people, older people, who were born and bred and marinated in it, in that prejudice and racism, and they just have to die.
They just have to die. Meanwhile, she meets with the most racist, hardcore leaders of the bioport, of the Cold Springs Harbor, the people that founded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, that created Hitler. She is on the team. And it's just incredible. We come back, Michael, the Pig Goblin, Moore, and others are just, the New York Times, everything is just, whites are inherently evil, we got to get rid of them. And it's not even good to be a friend with a white person. And then it's other whites going, yes, you're right, we're inherently evil. This is the most Hitlerian bizarreness that anyone could ever imagine. And it just comes out of these ultra-rich, race-baiting, class-baiting trash. But see, they have trouble getting people to get into class warfare because immigrants coming here want to become successful and independent and wealthy or follow their dreams. So the class warfare ain't working because Venezuela and everywhere else fails. So now they're just going to go, let's just go with race. Pure racial identity politics. It's in the WikiLeaks. We have their battle plans. And then now it's all over the news. They're trying to start a race war. Every movie, every show. These people are psychological terrorists.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The reason I am the most deplatformed person in the world and under unmitigated continual attack is because I've done my research, I have the best sources, and I'm on target. And I believe in humanity. I believe in you. And so we're laying out incredibly frightening information here, because it's incredibly true. But it's not to scare you. It's so that you know what's going on and you have a chance to speak out and get involved and outside the Hollywood mind control bubble and realize what's happening. They think you're stupid. That's an understatement. The UN openly in Europe and openly in Central and South America and North America has been running the breakdown plan. Has been running the breakdown plan to open up our borders and conquer nation states by the UN controlling billions of unwashed, uneducated, violent, brainwashed third world populations. Period. Because the UN manages and runs these groups, because leftist groups manage and run these groups in the client countries. Once the UN gets them into your nation, they then control them. And, of course, inside the Beto campaign, Project Veritas got the video of them saying from the highest levels of the campaign, we are giving them credit cards, prepaid credit cards, everything, hiring them transportation, giving them food at every stop of the way. And they're already giving Hondurans, that's code for Venezuelans, the aid packages when they got to the Texas border. And this was shot recently. There's already caravans in McAllen every day. 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, we shot the video and showed the locals admitting it. We broke it. Drudge Report broke it nationally. So when I get up here and I say this is the UN, and they go, oh my God, Jones is insane. He says the UN and Soros are involved. It's like saying that turkeys are involved with Thanksgiving. Or that football's involved with the NFL. Or that Superman wears a stupid red cape. I mean, this is, now they're saying the caravan doesn't exist. But that didn't work the last few days. So now they're saying, okay, there's always been caravans, and it's illegal to stop them. And the UN is funding lawsuits against Trump. And watch, you'll have some federal judges say, you've got to let them come on through and physically kill police and military and beer by over the head. And Trump's a terrorist. He can't put people in temporary tents before he ships them back, which is Rex 84. Which the left spun, and I misunderstood 25 years ago when I was researching, was Reagan's plan for martial law and putting everybody in camps. No, it was the communists had a plan, the Democrats they discovered, to trigger revolutions in Latin America and get communists in, and then flood up with tens of millions of people collapsing the Southwest, and then causing riots, race-based riots nationwide, and Ronald Reagan said, that ain't happening, Jack. Get a plan ready to stop it. And Trump just implemented Rex 84. The UN and the globalists started all this. State of national emergency. What did I tell you the day they smashed over the Mexican border and attacked the police? I said this is UN run and Trump will declare an emergency next Monday. But the details will remain classified because these operations are classified. Now, don't think the UN and the traitors in our government, the stay-behind CIA networks, don't all know this information as well. So they know how to try to stop the readiness plan. That's why you better believe Trump isn't just going to go with the original plans to stop this UN communist invasion. They want to break our will. They want to break our borders. And you better believe John Brennan and Clapper and all of these dirtbags are behind it. And Brennan is commanding Beto. Brennan is his national security advisor. I can tell you that's secret information. But now it's not. And you notice that Beto is now quarterbacking the invasion point being Texas. They've chosen Southern California, but they want to have the clash. So they've chosen McAllen. Nobody needs to know. Beto campaign appears to illegally spend funds on supplies for caravans and aliens. Hell, the UN just announced hundreds of millions. MasterCard supplying migrants with UN funding with prepaid bank cards. NewsWars.com right now. Now, coming up, we're going to have the exclusive breakdown with the amazing James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. It was out of this break. But here's some of the boil down of the incredible footage they caught just days ago in Texas. Beto, under UN command, working for Soros, breaching Texas's walls, literally assaulting us as an operative. Here it is.
So there's like, you know, that migrant caravan. They just, a few of them got here already, and they're dropping them off like really close to Missouri.
Who? The Hondurans.
The Hondurans, yeah. It's this holy thing, holy something church, but it's actually really close here to
Dallas. Okay.
She said she's gonna text me the address. I'm gonna go get some food right now. Like, there's some stuff to drop off because they need food and blankets. So, you know, anybody that has like blankets and shit. We got permission to give them some of these wires, so we're going to take some of these wires too.
Dominique Chacon is a field manager for the Beto O'Rourke Senate campaign in the campaign's headquarters in El Paso. He got the tip about the migrants and marshaled the campaign staff to act. Whether or not it was legal did not seem to concern him.
I create a distance between like me organizing rides and the campaign.
I'm turning my attention to the Lone Star State. Congressman Beto O'Rourke, a rising Democratic star.
The kind of bitterness and name-calling partisanship that has unfortunately defined so much of the national conversation. You can add more to it, or you can stay focused on the future and why you did this in the first place.
We're not allowed to organize rides, and it's a huge, like, legal ability now, so they wouldn't let us do that. Like, and so I just went around to record this other email.
Like, is there a documented charging driver's license?
Yeah.
I'm James O'Keefe here in El Paso, Texas, on the Mexico-United States border. Our latest investigation is on Beto O'Rourke, and this one is a blockbuster. These videos you're about to see appear to show Beto's campaign workers and staff, all the way up to his campaign manager, Jody Casey, knowingly using campaign resources and funds to help assist, subsidize illegal aliens entering the United States, some of them from the migrant caravan. Now, a lot of serious legal issues in this video, Section 1001 violations, FEC violations, a lot of serious questions that need to be answered. The voters of Texas are going to want those answers from Beto O'Rourke. Check this out.
All right, let's stop right there. They're getting the real meat and potatoes there. The full videos, hours of it, are on InfoWars.com. More coming up with James O'Keefe on the other side. But here's the key. It's compartmentalized, and they've got this in more offices. You notice he's telling the low levels, oh, it's my idea, do this. You know, here's the prepaid cards. Here's the food we're going to get them. And they ask, is this okay? He goes, oh, yeah, the head of the campaign knows. Well, guess what? We have the UN press release about the prepaid credit cards and all of it. And I've been down to McAllen over and over again where the buses come in and the Border Patrol's ordered by Obama executive order in the UN to allow this to happen. Trump has ended that, so now they're going to just slam across the border with force like they did in Mexico. This is treason by O'Rourke, literal treason. He should be arrested.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockit Pocket .com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
He gets attacked, he gets lied about, he gets targeted, he gets sued, he gets arrested. But it always falls to pieces because he's so effective. He's James O'Keefe and the heroes at Project Veritas, ProjectVeritas.com. And he joins us to talk about one of the biggest blockbuster bombshells I've ever seen. It's posted on InfoWars.com in a Big Zero Hedge article. It's at Veritas.com. You've got to get it out to everybody. Separately, our reporting from a UN press release, bizarrely enough, at NewsWars.com and Europe Wars, shows the UN and Visa giving them prepaid credit cards. So it's confirmed. And the UN's funding it. That's admitted. But here's James O'Keefe showing that the main invasion point is going to be McAllen, Texas, where Obama used to have the buses come in by the dozens every few hours. and bring in whole families, whole groups of individuals. The Washington Post reported many end up being put into sex smuggling. And Trump says, no, we have a border. We check people coming across. So here's this rampaging mob coming up, and they undercover inside the Beto O'Rourke campaign have found devastating information that absolutely must sink O'Rourke. And if it goes all the way to the top, which of course we know it does, he really should be indicted and arrested. This isn't just violating campaign finance law. This is literally being a Benedict Arnold. Thank you for joining us, James. You've only got 8 minutes. You've got the floor. Tell us what's happening.
This is a pretty amazing video. And you know, we've been releasing videos the last 2 weeks on different races. Yesterday in Florida, Gillum fired the staffer for saying Florida's a cracker state. So when they say that our videos are fake, well, they fire the people that we featured in the video. I'm not the source of this information. They are the source of this information. So in Texas, this is last night, we just confirmed yesterday morning, I'm actually in El Paso right now, we just confirmed this Jody Casey is the campaign manager for Beto O'Rourke. It's a $100 million operation now because they raised all this money. She told our undercover reporter not to worry about using campaign funds to pay for the illegal migrant. This after her staff was on tape saying that they have to lie, mask, break the law in violation of campaign finance law to use the funds to pay for the migrant. So we have the campaign manager on tape saying don't worry about doing it, and we have the staffers on tape doing it and talking about doing it. This is not my proposition. I did not bait them. They volunteered this information to us when they did not know they were being recorded, Alex. So now I went to confront the campaign manager, Jody, Casey is her name, and she gave me no comment when I took my camera out and asked her about the videos. The videos have become a phenomenon, and they're viral right now, but we're looking for a response from the campaign, from Beto.
This is incredible. I need every person in America, not just every Texan listening, to go to Infowars.com and get the Zero Hedge article, because I think it's one of the best and has it all laid out. Go to ProjectVeritas.com. Go to ZeroHedge.com. I don't care where you go. Go get the articles and email them, text message them to 50 people. You want to beat these folks in a war to destroy our country. That's what it is. The UN is running this. Soros is running this to break down Europe, to break down the U.S. It's their admitted plan. And they've got this socialist globalist married to a billion-dollar lady, always these rich limousine liberals trying to destroy our country, trying to bring in these criminals. It's up to everyone to get these videos out. But again, as you just said, James O'Keefe, trying to get Beto O'Rourke to respond, our listeners shouldn't wait. Don't wait for InfoWars or Veritas to do it. You must all go to his campaign stops wherever you are with a camera, with your cell phone, and bring this up to this monster. Everyone must go peacefully confront this Benedict Arnold, because we know these orders are coming from the top.
Yeah, Alex, one of the people, one of the readers, probably one of your readers, actually called up the El Paso newspaper this morning, and because they made the phone call to the local paper in El Paso, the El Paso media is now assigning a reporter to the story. So the only way that we're going to really get accountability, and this is a violation of campaign finance law, this is a very big deal, what they're on tape saying and doing it. They're talking about relying on forms, on federal forms, using prepaid cards, their words, not mine. They're calling them prepaid debit cards, cash disbursements to pay for the migrant caravan people. This is against the law. So you guys calling up the local media in Texas and saying, have you guys seen this? You guys covering it? That can make a huge difference, because the only way Beto is going to be forced to respond is if his friends at the Texas Tribune and others are asking him tough questions.
That's right, and let's be absolutely clear here. You've got your lawyers that check all this. It clearly violates campaign finance law. He's saying, hey, it's coming from the head campaign person, it's okay. They're falsifying forms, and then they're giving money to people that have traversed our border illegally, at other borders illegally, and they are aiding and abetting groups that have been caught smuggling children, human trafficking. So this is illegal on so many fronts. And then if you've got Beto and his campaign being advised by Brennan, this is the Democratic Party literally coordinating to flood our borders and create a civil emergency.
Yeah, they've raised so much money. I don't even know what the number is now. I'm guessing it's at least 80, if not 100 million.
No, you're right. It was 87 million 2 days ago. They now estimate it's over 100 million.
So it's $100 million that they've raised. And just so everyone knows who Jody Miller is, she talks to Beto every day. She is the campaign manager, not a field organizer. The other two people we have on tape are field organizers. These are the troops of a campaign that administer day-to-day activities. Jody actually manages the entire operation. She runs the whole campaign. And the fact that she's in the video saying, don't worry that this is happening, the fact that the field organizers, Dominique and this woman named Reyes, are on tape saying that there are text messages that prove Jody knows about it, this is a big deal. This is this may be the biggest thing we've ever done, and don't take my word for it. I've had Dinesh D'Souza text me today. I've had Dana Lash text me. I've had all these people texting me saying this is such a big story, and I hope that all this comes out in a couple days before the election, but it requires all of you listening right now, share this video to everyone that you know. It's the only way that we're going to get accountability.
And I cannot stress to people enough, the UN came up with a plan 20-plus years ago with Peter Sutherland, who died this year. It's all, they wrote books about it, to build these migrant bases, to build these leftist refugee camps where they brainwash them for sometimes up to a year. Then they bring them into your country, leftist groups get them, go sign them up for welfare, anchor babies, and the Democrats extract part of the money off of them to build an infrastructure out of our welfare state. And then they go to totally implode the borders. As France's internal minister just said, France is on the verge of collapse. Thousands of fires a night, murders, deaths. This is 21st century warfare being directed by multinationals. And what you and your crew have done is give us the total proof and the victory. But now everyone must move the ball down the field real fast than that we have left. But please give us updates over the weekend. Monday, I'm going to be doing 7 days a week live here, obviously the next 4 days.
I will, Alex. The truth is manifestly damning. The truth is not, I'm not the source of this. They say, well, Keith's discredited. He's selectively edited. I didn't selectively edit anything. I put my credibility on the line on this. I've got 12 lawyers. I will go under oath. These recordings are real. It's not my words. You can see the lips moving.
They always change the subject. You destroyed Acorn. You've devastated all their operations. You exposed Hillary. You have taken us over the line to win, and so have the audience. All of us together are on a team. Other big bombshells coming in the next 4 days, James?
Yes, absolutely. Let this one play out today and see if we can get some comments from Beto.
All right, thank you so much. Again, Project Veritas, action.com. Visit projectveritasaction.com. Folks, InfoWars Army, everybody, peacefully in information warfare, infiltrate these groups. Come back over the weekend. I want to hear about how you guys have infiltrated this Democrat CIA operation with your own spy and how they're crapping their britches. James O'Keefe, ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited right now. We come back, we'll go over more of the video that he's talking about and what's happening. The articles are on InfoWars.com right now. Get them out. Nobody needs to know. Beto campaign appears to illegally spend funds on supplies, caravan, aliens. Of course, that's what they're doing.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We're good.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Set a joker to the beat.
This is not a spectator sport. The entire Democratic Party works for multinational tax-exempt foundations. They created the UN to transfer national power into their own coffers. They have organized the collapse of the Third World. They have weaponized them. They have taught the Third World to hate America. They have taught them to hate white people. Now, most of them don't down in those countries. They see through the communists. But they take the worst of the communists, the worst of the dumbed down, they organize them, they train them, and they fund them each step of the way so they don't take the big paycheck and run off. They get paid up to $1,000 per leg. This is all public UN operations. And now you see the next leg funded by the UN and funded by MasterCard. It's mainstream news, press release from the UN, at the Texas leg in McAllen and in El Paso. This is a civil war inside of our country, ladies and gentlemen. And then they play dumb, and if you mention George Soros is involved, his Open Society Foundation, he gets taxpayer money through the UN, then he has his little criminal NGO do it. They call you anti-Semite, and Louis Gohmert had to go on Lou Dobbs last night and say it's not racist to say that George Soros is funding it. You know, it's not racist to say that the sky is blue. But that's the level of how dumb they think you are. It all rests on you not knowing that these are giant invasion forces. In the last 6 years, they've brought 15 million military-age men out of North Africa and out of the Middle East, the worst of the worst of those countries, and the burning and the raping and the killing is unbelievable. The Interior Minister of France said yesterday, we are collapsing. We must start now to reverse this or we will not have a civilization. Within 5 years, we will be a failed state. Yes, if you import a failed state into your country and the left teaches them to hate you, it's called 21st century warfare. You have to understand, there's not rhetoric strong enough to say what's going on. How would you take down America? Not with nuclear weapons. You'd kill yourself. You wouldn't take it. No, you want to capture it. So you bring the third world you've already enslaved in, and you have Michael Moore say white people are inherently bad. You have Don Lemon say they're inherently bad. Even the UN admits persecution of Christians doubled about 10 years ago. It doubled again in the last few years. And the Islamicists are killing millions of their own people a year. But Don Lemon says that white males are the most violent group in the world and shows some fake pie charts. Think about that. No, the least violent group in the world are Japanese people. And then you go down the line from there. Whites are like number three in the world under groups on average for lowest crime rate. That's a fact. Everybody knows it. But again, the idea that we're all guilty and we're bad, so then everyone has to come in, and then these weird, big, fat, neurotic white people sit there and look at the demographic numbers and say, we'll just turn them all into racist, and then they'll come after everybody. So what headline do I come up with James O'Keefe pleading with you to get the videos at Infowars.com out to everybody? I'm going to take that video, I'm going to put it out, and I'm going to say, Beto O'Rourke caught generaling, quarterbacking the U.S. invasion leg. Democrats on the border planning to fight U.S. military and border patrol and aid armed invaders. And Beto's in the center of it. Really, no kidding. A leftist globalist with Brennan as his advisor. Of course. You don't just think the Democrats now hoard. It is now over 100 million. 100 million, the most expensive Senate campaign ever, outspending Ted Cruz 3-1. You don't just think that money accidentally got sent down here. It's all coming out of multinationals. It's out of China's subsidiaries. It's all illegal. And no one ever prosecutes the Democrats. They commit whatever crimes they want. I am speechless at this point. We've got hours and hours of video up on Infowars.com. But what do I call that last segment of James O'Keefe? Begging you to take action. And I know you've been taking action, but you've got to hammer your entire phone list. There's ways to get into your phones, depending on what type it is, and you can put an Infowars.com link to Beto Bombshell, new viral video show staffers use campaign funds to illegally aid migrant caravan. Of course, they've been funding it every step of the way. U.S. money has from the Democrats that they stole from taxpayers. How do you describe that? How do you deal with that? They just have the mainstream media up there going, Trump's an evil man. He's going to hurt little children that are trying to come up. Meanwhile, show the footage of them throwing rocks at U.S. helicopters. And Trump, the dramatic footage, we even got to that last night in the speech, very powerful. He said, yeah, if you throw rocks at the military, we're going to shoot you. And what that is not a call for violence. He's telling these mainly military-age men, a lot of them on video saying, yeah, I can't wait. I got deported. I'm going back to the U.S. to kill more cops. That's a quote. He's telling these military-age men, you will be treated as military operatives. Let's play that clip in a moment. Let's play that first. You will be treated. You're a bunch of tough guys. You ran through the police. You ran through the military. You've shown you're in a man's world. You hold up kids in front of you while you do it. We've seen that with the Palestinians and the Islamicists, you little dirt bags. And so you do that up front, we're putting you on notice. That's called a shot across the bow. That's a warning. The first one's free. You better be glad we're giving it to you. And I'm telling you, it's time for these out-of-control criminals like Brennan and O'Rourke and all these people trying to destroy our country and trying to bring in a third-world population they control and they suck off of as a permanent underclass to know that they are going to be brought to justice. And Trump has put out an image saying, after the election, sanctions. It isn't just a message to Iran. It isn't just a message to Iran. It's a message to all you criminals that you have pushed so far. You people are so crazy, and it's our fault for not putting you in your place. Sanctions are coming. November 6th. Get ready. Now, isn't Trump a bad man for standing up for our country in its darkest hour? We should just collapse into Venezuela and let the UN run us. We don't need a civilization, only elites behind big armored walls. How dare Trump be so bad? Hollywood cares about us. The Rockefellers care about us. The Chi-Coms care about us. Trump's standing up for this country. This country's been totally sold out by traitors. It's like Ulysses coming home after being gone for 30 years. You traitors are in big trouble. So read your Iliad. Let's go to the president talking about we'll fire on those trying to kill people with rocks, just like they do in the Middle East. Here it is.
But I will tell you this. Anybody throwing stones, rocks, like they did to Mexico and the Mexican military, Mexican police, where they badly hurt police and soldiers of Mexico, we will consider that a firearm. Because there's not much difference when you get hit in the face with a rock, which, as you know, it was very violent a few days ago, very, very violent. That break-in, it was a break-in of a country. They broke into Mexico. And you look at what's happening in Guatemala, just to mention Guatemala, along with El Salvador and Honduras. It's disgraceful that those countries aren't able to stop this, because they should be able to stop it before it starts. And the
we're seeing civilization-level collapse. And our president is on fire to defend this republic. He loves the mission. And we've barely gotten a few hundred troops in place so far, and the left is filing suit trying to stop them, saying we have no right to a border. And there come the people that eat your pension funds and to be used up by the system and used by permanent underclass by the left who want slaves. They're all fleeing Venezuela and communism, and they're coming here waving their foreign flags, so we're going to do that again here. Please don't forget, we're listener-supported. When you get T-shirts, books, films, it makes what we do here possible. And please don't forget, we have the very best supplements out there. We have developed an even better iodine with the Deep Earth Crystal Source and two other types and a tiny bit of vitamin C that keeps it from oxidizing to be even better than X2. It's ultimate iodine, 50% off out of the gates and free shipping. I want you to see how amazing it is. X3 Survival Shield exclusively at InfoWarsLive.com. 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, share the live video stream at InfoWars.com/show.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.